On this Friday of the second week in Ordinary Time, the Church commemorates the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, 10, and 12 to 14. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." Decisions and actions against human life are influenced by many things: feeling fearful, feeling unsupported, feeling pressured, feeling angry, or feeling alone. All of these feelings lead some people to make decisions that put the lives of others at risk, as well as their own lives. Consider a college student who has conceived a child in her womb. Her boyfriend tells her that she must choose between him and their unborn child. Consider expectant parents who have just been told that their baby may have a serious disability. Our culture and our laws provide for them to consider a choice to end the child's life so as to have the baby not suffer or struggle. The disagreement between those who are pro-life and those who are pro-choice elicits very strong feelings on both sides. Nonetheless, we are called to love both the unborn children and their parents, even if they are considering abortion, providing concrete support to help those in difficult pregnancy situations to welcome their children before and after they are born.